in the limelight.
Recordings from a 2019 panel discussion of the U.S. Council for National Policy revealed that former U.S. President Donald Trump's tax cuts for the rich were sparked by personal conversations. We'll prepare for you an article written by Jason Wilson. The piece is titled, How a Secretive Conservative Group Influenced Trump's Tax Cuts. Documents and recordings obtained by The Guardian shed new light on a powerful and secretive right-wing network and the influence it was able to exert on former U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and policies favoring the super-rich. The recordings include speeches given to the Council for National Policy, or CNP, by conservative media stars including Dennis Prager, emerging Republican power players such as Charlie Kirk, and close economic advisers to Donald Trump. Some of the previously published recordings appear to no longer be publicly available. The Guardian's independently sourced recordings offer an insight into how conservative economic thinkers from bodies representing the interests of some of the richest individuals in the country were able to exert influence on the supposed populist Donald Trump. In particular, a panel discussion at the Council for National Policy, CNP's February 2019 meeting, suggests that Donald Trump decided one of his most far-reaching economic policies on very limited evidence, on the basis of a personal conversation. The panel involved Bill Walton, president of the Council for National Policy, CNP. The Washington Times columnist and former member of the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, Richard Rahn. Jonathan Williams, chief economist at the American Legislative Exchange Council. And Stephen Moore, a one-time Donald Trump nominee for the Federal Reserve Board, whose nomination was withdrawn following revelations that he had failed to pay his ex-wife hundreds of thousands of dollars in alimony. The panelists offered a favorable assessment of the Trump administration's economic performance, but also used the platform to claim credit for pushing the Trump administration in the direction of radical free market policies. Stephen Moore claimed that he, together with Larry Kudlow, Donald Trump's director of the National Economic Council from 2018, had persuaded the then-president Donald Trump to offer unprecedented corporate tax cuts. He described a meeting with Trump where they argued that the United States' corporate tax rate relative to those among certain Asian and European competitors was effectively a penalty on U.S. companies, stating, "Look, you know, we're at 40%, they are 20%. This is a big problem." Stephen Moore said that they explained these tax differences using charts because Donald Trump likes to look at pictures he doesn't like to read. According to Stephen Moore, Trump looked at this and he said, "No, I don't want to do that. Instead, proposing not 20%, I want 15%. With the number coming back to an effective 20% rate only after Senate negotiations. Donald Trump's tax cuts slashed effective corporate tax rates in half while providing other measures benefiting wealthy corporations. According to business reporters and economists, the cuts have been blamed for widening inequality in America and worsening deficits, with a large amount of the savings going to stock buybacks. The Congressional Research Service pointed out that any positive effects like the wage or gross domestic product growth were transient and had petered out by the end of the quarter in which the cuts were put into effect. This reveals the power of the Council for National Policy, the CNP, a little-known body whose members are deeply secretive about their meetings. The CNP attendees' access to this picture of the inner workings of the Trump administration and the players who helped set its course is the result of adherence to a strict code of silence. In introducing the panel, the Council for National Policy Conference Director, Mary Margaret Hathaway, enjoined participants to secrecy, reminding them to not record any speaker remarks. Hathaway said, "CNP meetings are off-limit to the press, so please be aware of who you're talking to." She added, "Don't grant any interviews if you can run into a reporter asking questions about the event. Please let a member of the Council for National Policy staff or leadership team know." Despite her warnings, the organization itself made the recordings obtained by The Guardian and uploaded them on their website in a manner that made them accessible to any internet user. Other recordings obtained by The Guardian include talks at 2018 and 2019 meetings by senior Republicans, including Senator Tom Cotton and the U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise, the former governors, including Scott Walker and Sam Brownback. The Council for National Policy, CNP, was founded in 1981 by influential Christian right activists, including Tim LaHaye, Howard Phillips, Paul Weyrich, who were also involved in founding and leading the Moral Majority. Initially, they were seeking to maximize their influence on the new Ronald Reagan administration. In the subsequent years, the Council for National Policy, CNP, meetings played host to presidential aspirants like George W. Bush in 1999 and Mitt Romney in 2007, and sitting presidents including Donald Trump in 2020. Furthermore, on the other hand, the Trump administration and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, have been charged with a sweeping and audacious illegal payment scheme of tax-related crimes, marking the first criminal charges against the former president's company following a years-long investigation by the New York prosecutors. Weisselberg, who had worked for the Trump family for nearly 50 years, surrendered to the authorities at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse recently and was charged by the Manhattan District Attorney with failing to properly report company perks, including rent-free apartments, school fees and cars, in the latest stage of an escalating battle between New York prosecutors and the former president. The 15-count indictment against Alan Weisselberg and the Trump Organization charged them with a scheme to defraud, grand larceny, criminal tax fraud, and falsifying business records. According to prosecutors, the Trump Organization paid employees rent, utility bills, garage fees, school expenses, and other living expenses without properly declaring them so that they could and did pay federal, state, and local taxes in amounts that were significantly less than the amounts that should have been paid. Kerry Dunn, general counsel for the Manhattan District Attorney, said the 15-year-long arrangement was a sweeping and audacious illegal payment scheme. According to prosecutors, and Weisselberg was one of the largest individual beneficiaries of the scheme. The system was orchestrated by the most senior executives at the Trump Organization. According to the prosecutors, Alan Weisselberg received $1.7 million in illegal payments, including rent, bills, and garage fees for his Manhattan apartment and tuition expenses for Weisselberg's family members. Weisselberg and a lawyer for the Trump Organization pleaded not guilty.